Welcome to summer across the Northeast. Now I know it's not technically summer, that's still about 6 weeks away, but there's no question that summer-like weather has surged into our area. It's tough to believe that a couple of days ago, we had cold rain and even snow in our area. In fact, snow accumulated across some of our area on Monday. This afternoon, temperatures have moved into the 80s across much of the region. So certainly a big change weather-wise here. Now, with the warm weather, the humidity is not too bad. Dew points are quite low, and we have a gusty breeze. So we combine the low humidity, the gusty breeze, the warm temperatures, and that means our brush fire threat is elevated. So that is something to keep in mind in the coming hours. Additionally, there is an air quality alert. Typically, when it starts to get warm, we have the low levels of air quality, and that's certainly going to be a concern here heading into the evening across much of our area. The other thing is the pollen levels tend to shoot up as well. So there are some things to consider when we do see these mild temperatures. Now, in terms of our weather and how it's going to look and feel in the coming days, it's still going to remain quite warm. We're going to start to ramp up the humidity level as well. And with an increasing level of humidity, we're going to increase our chances for rain. So unfortunately, if you have plans outside over the next couple of days, you are going to have to dodge some raindrops. And it's an important reminder as we get into the warmer weather season that if you hear rumbles of thunder or you see lightning, you need to seek shelter. Get indoors immediately as lightning can hit before the rain begins. In the short term, it's going to be a mild night. Temperatures will be generally in the 60s, which will make it feel almost like a summer night. We'll start to see the humidity level increase a bit. We may see a few showers and storms, especially north and west of Albany, but even in the capital region, there is the chance for a passing shower or storm. An area of disturbed weather comes in tomorrow, so we are looking for clouds, a bit of sun, a chance for some showers and storms as we go through the day. Temperatures will be warm, though, up to around 80 or so across much of our area tomorrow afternoon with moderate levels of humidity when compared to today. Another shot at some rain on Friday with temperatures in the 70s. Then that system should sink to our south on Saturday with dry weather, a really pleasant spring-like day with highs around 70 degrees. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms and highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mild and muggy, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, mild and muggy with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and mild, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of a pop-up shower or storm, and highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mild and muggy, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, warm and muggy, high around 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.